Item 3 is a subdivision at 340, 344, 350, and 356 Laxdal Road under file DAS 13 of 2014. In accordance with the City of Winnipeg Charter and the Development Procedures Bylaw, this is a combined hearing and the following item will also be heard at the same time. Namely, item 4 is a variance at the said property under file DAV 123350/2014D.
Okay, do we have an applicant here? I'll give you the case report first. We have a number of folks in support, and the applicant today is Mr. Abe Friesen. Mr. Friesen, you have 10 minutes. Yes, 341. Yes, yeah.
Oh. Yeah. Okay.
Who is Dallinger? Okay, we're just waiting to get the stuff handed out so Destiny's back. Well, Destiny really should be here, yeah. You're good? Okay. Proceed, sir. Thank you.
Okay. Hello, my name is Abe Friesen. I'm of 131 Avril Lane. And I'm just going to read my presentation. It might keep to the point that way a little better. I'm representing John Friesen of Stratfield Properties and Mr. and Mrs. Craker of Elmington Transport Limited. They are the joint developer of this property. I'm also representing Mr. and Mrs. West, who I believe are not here, who own one of the properties in particular on our proposal lot 9. They plan to keep it for their own personal use. A little bit of history on how this all developed. I've been working with Stratfield Properties for approximately 30 years. They are in the new home construction and land development business, therefore always looking for opportunities of that nature. In September of 2011, the property at 340 Laxdal, which is the bottom to the far side in yellow, that was a property consisting of potentially four lots. There was an old house on it that was demolished. 340 Laxdal came up for sale, and Stratfield Properties was the successful bidder. Their plans were to subdivide one lot off the front of, on Laxdal, which they did shortly thereafter, and then sometime in the future to subdivide the remainder when and if that would be possible. Shortly thereafter, we heard there was plans being developed to extend Geraldine to Laxdal and create a 21-lot subdivision immediately to the south of this property. It is now complete with streets in and some houses already under construction. Upon approval of that subdivision, we started the process of contacting property owners immediately to the west and south of 340 Laxdal. After many meetings over the past 1.5 to 2 years with property owners, we finally were able to assemble 5 properties that make up what we feel is a sensible extension to Dollinger Drive going north. Process to date, on February 27th, 14, I submitted a development application to the city. On April 30th, 14, our application was finally processed. We scheduled a public open house at the Charleswood United Church for June 19th from 4 to 6 p.m. to present our subdivision to any neighbors that had some concerns, if any. Prior to that, we distributed open house notices to approximately 160 households in the immediate neighborhood, covering Laxdal, Bachelor, Haney, Salmons, and Bramble. Probably went a little out of our way, but we thought we better cover it well. We also placed an ad in the local Metro paper prior to the open house. At the open house, we had 19 people fill out our attendance record, consisting of approximately 40 people in total. I also met in person afterward with one gentleman who lives on Laxdal and was unable to make it to the open house. His main concern was the deteriorating condition of the roads leading up to the new subdivisions. At the open house, we received 7 completed exit surveys, which I've provided copies of. 5 were in support, 1 was undecided, and 1 opposed. There was some minor concern about increased traffic, but mostly concerned about loss of forest in the neighborhood. In summary, we believe that what we are proposing is a logical extension to the existing subdivision that was approved last year. Lot sizes are very much in keeping and slightly larger, possibly on the average, than the recent subdivisions approved in Charleswood. We believe this will also help to further the improvement of land drainage issues, if any, exist in the area. And angling the street the way we did to the north, or pardon me, towards Laxdal, also allows for an orderly continuation of further development to the north if that should ever occur. To respect neighbors concerned about losing forest, we have no intention of clear-cutting the whole development, although we may have to clear along the rear property lines to install proper land drainage. Ultimately, the future lot owners will decide how many trees they wish to save. We believe, for the most part, people will make serious attempts to save trees. After all, they are Charleswood residents with the same concerns. I have had quite a few calls from residents wanting to buy lots in the development, so the demand for lots in the Charleswood area remains very strong. In closing, a little bit of a hiccup happened. I would like to make it known, as mentioned in the report on, my report says page 12, I believe it's on page 8, near the top, regarding that the developer intends to apply to have the zoning changed from an R1E to R1L. This appears to have been an oversight on the application. It should have been a DASZ application instead of a DAS, which unfortunately wasn't caught on time. By the time we realized it, the advertising had already been posted, and it was too late to make the change. That's about all I have to say.
Thank you, sir. At this point, question?
Yeah. So just so I'm clear, so you applied for what you actually want to build is different from what you applied for in terms of the zoning?
Well, what happened is because The zoning wasn't changed. We're with this subdivision, we're restricted to the R1E zoning, which requires 10-foot side yards and 25-foot front yards. What we're hoping to achieve is 4-foot side yards, as is common in the neighborhood.
So the variance covers that off, then?
Pardon me?
Would the variance cover that off? Or
no, the variances were only for lot sizes, which is the second part of this hearing. Yeah.
Yes, I think you might have to repost it, sir. I mean,
likely, yeah. Again. We'll have to, unfortunately, we have to have another public hearing.
Yeah, so procedurally, I've just been checking with the planner here, and he says that this would need to be reposted. Did you want to add anything to that?
We can proceed with the subdivision to create these lots. The variances allow the lots to be created. But at the time of building permit, the houses will require a 10-foot side yard because of the R1E zoning. So before that process happens, he can come back and rezone all these lots to R1L to allow the 4-foot side yard. So we can proceed with this hearing. It's been posted correctly. It's just creating R1E lots instead of R1L lots. So,
but then he's back here twice, essentially.
In the future, he would come back with just a rezoning from R1E to R1L. Yes.
And he'll have to repost that and go through another public hearing, though.
Yes, yes. So it could be up to you or the applicant. If it's okay with the applicant, it's procedurally, it follows all the rules.
Yeah. This today, but he's going to have to come back. And he's got about 60 days. Our next meeting is September the 9th.
They won't make it, though.
So,
can I just ask that, Mr. Chairman?
Sure.
So would he have enough time from now to repost it to be back at our September 9th meeting?
With applications, land development, when they get the application from zoning, they need about 8 weeks to process an application.
So October.
It would be in October.
There's no meetings in October. This is November. We're inconveniencing.
So by proceeding with this, we would allow him to create the lots, and he could get started on building the roads, and he could get the project going, but they would just be under the R1E zone.
So how did this happen?
The application started in zoning and permits, and at that point, Mr.
Friesen
felt that by getting the variances, he was creating the smaller R1L lots. And it wasn't explained to him in zoning that he needed to rezone the property as well. And so as it came to us and then we asked the question, by then it was too late when planning asked the question, why aren't you rezoning to R1L?
Are you clear about that?
I'm clear. I'm clear.
Unfortunately, you fall into an election period, and we adjourn the end of the third week of September here. So,
I don't think that'll be a problem for us, because this whole process, till we get Mylars and preliminary preview at review at land titles, it takes 4 months. So we're well into. We're fine with that.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Any other questions for Mr. Friesen? All right, sir. I'll ask you to stand down. As the applicant, there is some opposition here, so you'll be called back after the opposition has had a chance to speak. Only thing you can speak to is not new information, but what is brought up in the opposition. Thank you. In support, we have John Friesen. If you'd like to speak. No. Register you in support. Thank you. Also in support, Ruth and Mervyn Krager? Yes, you're fine. In support? Thank you. And Andrew Kroger, in support? Thank you, sir. Okay. Any further applicants or people in support of the applicant? Any further individuals in support of the applicant? Any further individuals in support of the applicant? Seeing none, we will ask the one person registered in opposition to join us. Jeanette Martin, if you'd like to speak, please.
Good
Just so you know, the time clock is up there above, and you've got...
Okay, I'm Jeanette Martin, and I live on Bachelor 3616, and there's no francophone here. Then I brought somebody who will talk on my behalf. And it's not really a position, it's more concern and question we have.
More than opposition, it's concern about the lack of information that comes out at the last moment that seems to affect her whole area where she's living. 15 years ago, she bought a property on Bachelor, and there was green all over. It was quiet. It was a peaceful place, very close to nature. And all of a sudden, you have Geraldine Drive that's organized, and they seem, the changes seem to be closer, getting closer and closer to her property. And there's supposed to be, on one side of her property, a road or a street. And the new center, the big block, there's a square that's supposed to be organized so as to build houses again. But then it's up to her lot now. And there seems to be a lack of general or organization of the whole area. It seems more piecemeal things. You know, if a company buys this property, then there's something new that's organized. And she's very preoccupied because there's a lot of planes that go by. But with the trees, the numerous trees, the noise is controlled, and the air pollution is also controlled by the trees. And how far, how many trees are they going to cut? Will they continue cutting and cutting and cutting down the trees? Southdale is planting trees and organizing small lakes. Chatswood was green. Green trees all over, and now we're cutting and cutting and cutting. Where is it going to stop? That's her main concern. Where is it going to stop? Are we going to have a cement jungle over there? Because you see, my cousin came to Winnipeg 2 years ago from Montreal. He was totally astounded and amazed at the trees in Winnipeg. How beautiful it was. Are we going to lose that and build like we're doing at the Forks?
Can we have your name, sir?
My name is Dr. Dominic Kerbrat. K-E-R-B-R-A-T.
Thank you, sir. Okay. Do we have any questions for Ms. Martin? Martin? Paul? No questions? Okay. Thank you very much. We appreciate your presentation today. Is there anyone else in opposition to this report? Anyone else in opposition? Seeing none, we'll invite Mr. Friesen to come back and speak to issues regarding tree cutting and whatnot, if you'd like to. Mr. Friesen.
The sun is coming.
I thought you were just
I certainly do respect their concern for the trees. After all, I also live in Charleswood and have a lovely tree lot with trees that I try hard to keep, even though the wind every once in a while takes them down, as last week. Anyways, these folks are Mrs. Martin. She lives right here, okay? Yes, our subdivision is going to be extending right up to the end of her lot. So obviously we're going to be having to create some clearing along the property lines for drainage and stuff like that. But in no way, honestly, to reiterate again, we are not planning to clear cut the project. We realize there are probably some good trees in there that can be saved. We haven't even examined it, but when I look from a distance, there's some fairly large trees in there. So we're going to try and make every attempt to save what we can. So I don't think they need to be too concerned about that. So.
Any other comments? That's good.
I don't think I have any other comments. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, we appreciate that. Councillor Havixbeck.
I appreciate that you're going to do your best to preserve some of the trees. You provided the exit surveys from your open house, I guess, and green space and just maintaining Charleswood look and feel seems to be a priority that's in the surveys that people submitted. So I hope that you will do that. But, yeah.
Okay.
I move that the report of the Winnipeg Public Service be taken as read.
All those in favor, opposed, carried.
I move that the receipt of public representations be concluded.
All those in favor, opposed, carried.
I move that the recommendation of the Winnipeg Public Service be concurred in and forwarded to the Executive Policy Committee via the Standing Policy Committee on P&D?
Yeah.
Okay, all those in favor? Aye. All those carried.
And I move that the public hearing with respect to this application be concluded.
All those in favor?